Please, everybody, find the Shrimp Stiglitz and Belzer family cycle. A lot of people, please sit down there. Please give me attention. Please, Maris, Martha, everybody, before the meeting starts, a lot of people got to pay the dues. Come on, pay the dues. What do you want, Tato? What's the matter? Bailey, come over here and sit on the seat with me. Come on. You look like a delta. You look like a Chippendale today. Bailey, that operation, you look so wonderful from that operation. No, don't worry, Bailey, there's plenty of room here. Come on, Ethel, pull yourself in. You're sitting like an airplane. Put yourself in. What you see, Bailey? No, that's not gossip. That's all tense. Huh? Yeah, she's a widow this year. Yeah. Don't say oi, Bailey. It's better this way. Because if her husband would have lived, she would have killed him. I'm done. Don't throw like that, children. Mothers, please take the children. Please. What's your name, young boy? Huh? Also Jeffrey? I like that. Another Jeffrey we got here. Mr. President, no man, please start the meeting. Because we're sitting here too long already. You know, Ma, I'm thinking for no offense. You remember when our girl granddaughter, she was a little girl, what was she, 8 and 10 years old? So I would say to them, you know, bring her over to her tense daughter with the son-in-law. They don't know the family, this and that. So her tense with the daughter, with the son-in-law, they used to say, no, we don't take her with family. We want a daughter. She should know culture, you know. So they say in the weekends, we take her to the museums, you know. She should know something good. And operas with concerts. They even bought in the house paintings with a big statue that she should live every day with the culture. So the daughter grew up, and from all the culture, she opened up a bakery shop. In the big statue that she had, she put that in the window to hold the cookies. So what do you think? Yeah. What's the matter? No, there, that's not fancy. Ethel, that's not fancy. That's absolutely not fancy. That's fancy. Can you believe that? A lot of people still didn't pay the dues here. Ink didn't pay the dues. In Gregory and Alisa and Daniel Phyllis didn't pay the dues. Oh, why are you talking? What? Why are you saying Bailey? No. Fritzi looks beautiful. Not by me. She should better be ashamed. A woman 79, 83 should come to a cousin's club with a dungarees in rhinestones? Don't tell me Fritz is not 79, 83. Bailey, 20 years ago, Fritz's daughter had a change of life. So what are you talking? Ethel, who made the fish? Dora made the fish? I got such a heartbreak from this fish. Every year she makes that fish, and I forget, and I eat that fish, and she ling on me like a stone. little boy, don't do that with the soda water bottle. Jeffrey, don't do that. Don't do that. That's a nice little girl. Put the soda water bottle away and go run in the halls. Sit down, George. Shelley, please sit down if you're going to start. What you say, Ethel? Please, Norman, forget with Gladys and the family. But, you think Fritz got a good figure? No. Fritz loses for megawation. Yeah. She very lucky. Yeah. Fritzy, that I know, is fighting with her husband now 52 years. Till now she's fighting and no, Bailey, that's not normal. Because he's dead 27 years. She fights with his picture. I won't send me that to Saratoga. I don't know if she takes that picture on the desk. A lot of people never say it.
Hello. Hello, Fritzie. Hello, Fritzie. Fritzie. Hello. Let me check my volume. I feel like it's a little low. Let's see. Test, test, test. No, that's all right. I'll leave it in medium, so I should be able to, loud be, if I need a loud be. Christ, sorry, I'm adjusting. So, guess what? I have my bedroom back. Not only that, but I have a moment in which nobody is at the house. So I have moved the means of production and myself to the upstairs area. And this is where I am now, presently residing and farting. My name is Madge Weinstein. I am indeed a lesbian. I do have food allergies, and I am now 64. I just had another birthday. I got some nice prezzies, sort of. The problem is Amazon may have screwed up, or perhaps I had my old address on my Amazon wish list. Oops. But in either case, it shall be resolved, and I would like to thank all of those of you who gave me prezzies and monies. Really appreciate it a lot. And if you should like to, and you haven't yet, it's never too late. You can always go to my website, yeastradio.com, and click the PayPal link, send me some money, or just go to my Amazon.com wish list, which now has the correct... Why is this thing hitting my face? Now has the correct business there. Let me just make sure this is working. Oops. What's going on with this? I don't know.
Oh, I'm... Pickle!
There. That new Ableton is shit, like most things I use.
I like it in the butt.
Okay, that's sort of working. Anyway, so here I am in my house. I have to urinate. I have to make more coffee. Then I finished to tell you about things. Now, I had a back problem last week, and this is upsetting, as are most things in my life. I do have to piss the old joiner first, however. Let me do that, then we finna make coffee. My God. I might have to pee standing up. As a lesbian, I'm able to do this postmenopausally because I have dry lips. Since I'm postmenopausal, I have dry lips, and therefore I'm able to aim my urethra at the water from standing position. Most women do not do this. They prefer to sit down when they urinate. Because they are used to the fact that when you are premenopausal, your lips are too wet to aim your ureter and lips at the toilet. All right. Hey. So. You know, I'm sort of a homeless lesbian at the moment. And as a result of said homelessness, I was living in a basement. In general, I've been living in a nice bedroom at my sister's basement. And, Oh, got a message. Rise and shine, USA. What the fuck does that mean? Oh... Working for... Oh. Why, she asks. Okay. I have a good question. I was asking Cheryl, my dear cohort, if she's available for programming, but she answered too late. She says, yes, she's working from home. So I assume that means she be working from home. I suppose I could give her a call and see if she answers. I doubt it. But let's say. Call Cheryl Prolapse.
Calling Cheryl Prolapse, mobile.
All right. See how this goes. Cheryl, answer. Yuri Tour. Cheryl? Cheryl?
Yeah?
I'm recording a program. I know you're working from home.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to see if you could say hello to my audience in the morning now that my parents are gone and I'm able to fart in public.
What do you mean your rents are gone?
My parents were in my bedroom for 12 days, which is why I haven't been able to do pogroms.
So was somebody sniffing your panty?
What?
Was your father sniffing your woman panty?
Well, we need... Well, Wanda Wisdom's father was... there was a... Well, Wanda... Wanda Wisdom's father helped one of the little girls in the house with a birthday party. So let's just not take it much further than that, as far as little girls paying
us. Well, especially considering that her father's dead.
Yeah. Did I say father?
I think it's just, yeah.
Oops. This is an old story. It's an old story, Cheryl.
Okay, yeah, old story. Your father, your room,
what?
Your panty.
What?
Your panty. Your panties are stained and they stink.
Oh, with dirty.
So let's talk about this latest trend of transsexual black large lips.
What do you mean?
Well, I saw this wonderful new product in the Coco store.
Oh.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's layups. It's
something about layups, is it?
Yeah.
It's called the...
Wonderful new product.
What is it called?
It's a new product. It's called Coco Cons.
Coco Cons.
The tagline is, what's better than having a huge duck? How about a camel toe?
You know what's funny about that shit?
Huh? I'm upset that there's no trailer this year.
There wasn't any trailer because I wasn't going to do a trailer. You know why?
You could have used that YouTube video of that training with her heels. Exploded dick lips.
Cheryl, honestly, and this is what's weird about it, I had absolutely nothing to do with that. I had my...
He's listening to your grandma, obviously.
Possibly, I don't know. But I had nothing to do with it because I was busy working on actual, I was on deadline. I was working on Doom Life 24, Fill Me Up With Your Seed, or something like that.
Yeah.
Take your AIDS hole, wrap it round me cock, slurp it up and down your AIDS pole.
I think next time you should help him to do the video.
What? Honey, I don't volunteer. You know what I'm saying? If I'm going to do a trailer for that, I'll do it for myself. And I don't have that kind of... I mean, I'm not like you. I don't get paid to be on... Let me make coffee. Hold on. I don't get paid to be on a grum when I'm supposed to be working for lesbians. Okay? Even...
You don't work at the girl band. Doesn't mean that you're...
Thoric Hospital. May I help you?
It's an amazing hospital. Great reviews.
Did you?
I had bed sores when I was there.
Did you look at the bed? Did you look at the reviews? I did too. Aren't they amazing?
I read all of them, and I like that there's a woman in their office that responds to them.
It's funny because I just got a text from somebody who works with me, and I told her never go to Thoric Hospital. She's so stupid. She didn't listen to me. She said she needs a referral from an osteologist or whatever they call the bone doctor in order to go to Cook County to get free, you know, to get the surgery because she has no money. I said, well, you go to Thoric, you might die. She's like, okay. So she goes to Thoric. She just sends me a WhatsApp text message because she uses the WhatsApp because she's black. And she texts me. She says, Madge, because that's my name, they took $150 from me in order to tell me that they can't do anything for me because I don't have insurance.
What do you mean they took $150?
They charged her $150 cash up front to see her. And then when they saw her, they told her they can't help her because she doesn't have insurance.
So she should give her money back.
Yeah, no shit. But, you know, she doesn't like to complain. Oh, but that reminds me, Cheryl, I did something embarrassing this weekend. I know you I won't keep you because I know you got to, you know. Yeah, you got to fill out your Avis rent-a-hoers. But, yeah, I went to a party this weekend, a little Denny party, not for my birthday because I hate that. But I went to somebody else's birthday, not birthday, but sort of a party.
It was
a part. Anyway, so there's this person sitting across from me, and he's sort of not black, not white, not Latin, but just kind of mixture. And he pulled out his Galaxy 2 Note. And I'm sitting in mixed company, Cheryl, and these people are rather politically incorrect. He pulled out this gigantic phone, and like a moron, and this is why I'm so ostracized socially, I said, oh, I didn't know you're let me say my line. I said, oh, I didn't know you're black. And I thought people would think that was funny, but nobody laughed. They looked at me like, who is this crazy ass bitch? I said, oh, I have this friend Cheryl, and she calls people that use giant phones, she calls the phones blowns because it's usually African Americans. They still didn't really understand.
I'm glad that you're able to blame your racism on me, even though you're the one that created this terminology.
What?
You're ashamed that you have an iPhone.
What?
You wish you were smart enough to not be conned by Apple.
Listen, I'm upset because half the people at this party had blowns. And China is kicking. Listen, are you going to support? Are you going to
support the chinks?
Yes, but so Samsung makes them all in China and the profits go to Korea. At least our profits go to rich people in America and not rich people in Korea, where they're going to nuclear bomb us tomorrow because of Kim Jong, because of some 12-year-old Kim Jong Jin. Yeah. Cheryl, how was your equal sign today? Yeah. But Cheryl, I'm upset with you because when that lady complained about that your face looked offensive to anorexic, you changed it to the Walking Dead Rilch. But you said you were going to change it black to white tanorexic Rilch. Why didn't you? That's a question. That was a question. It was not rhetorical.
I can't answer your question.
What?
Must vent. You heard me.
Your vent?
You heard me.
I heard you what?
I'm offended by your question.
Oh, I thought you said you had a vent, like in your vagina. Like you had some.
No. Yeah. Just a little girl.
All right. Well, all right, Cheryl, I know that you're working at home. I just wanted to say a quick hello since we haven't been able to get together on the grum hole. And,
I was thinking that it would be a nice to do some calls during the day.
Ooh.
People are actually there. Still in Google's about products, but today's not a good day. It's April Fool's, and they will know right away without you even cracking that it's not for real.
But Cheryl, I want to be on the line too. Are you free this evening?
I'm saying that we
Yeah.
We need to do some drum calls.
Oh, you want to do it? You want to do it during the day? I see. I can do that.
During the week, so that we can reach these businesses that do not operate at 10 p.m. on a Saturday.
I think that's a good idea. Also, because that way our European audience members, such as Blisa Clater and Mark, can join us in the phone calls. And also, I mean, on the grum. And also, Cheryl, you're ugly. But also, are you free tonight for a regular grum or no? Later?
No.
What was that, a nyaw or a nyaw?
It was a no.
Okay. Whore.
Sorry.
Chuck him. All right. Well, we will plan on doing the day grum someday.
At some point.
I think the day grum might be better for me earlier rather than later. I mean in the D. But we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it never. So, okay, cool. And thank you very much for your birthday present. I believe it's going to arrive to D because... Yeah, I got a Amazon notification on my text line, and you're the only one that knows me, Numby.
Oh,
so I'm going to finger my hot, dry cunt until it gets whore.
Okay? Oh, yes, you can work those four drives. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to finger my ass, coonched.
Okay, I'll talk to you later, y'all.
Bye, Negrist. I'm a girl. Bye. Well, that was nice. I got to talk to Cheryl. I didn't expect that. I did not expect that. How nice. I will say it was a nice birthday because I got a lot of presents. I hate to say that that's why, but it is. I also got a nice dinner from somebody special. And my family, who was also special, took me out. And I got to see a movie, which you'll hate because you're... You know, it's also smart. But I saw the movie Oz in 3D. Now, it was kind of bad, but I like the fact that, despite the fact that the Wicked Witch attacked the peaceful warriors, known as Glenda, whatever the fuck, Glenda did not fight back. You know, their strategy was to fight with love and peace. In other words, they didn't use weapons. They used fireworks like Americans, and they used smoke and video and Hollywood techniques. I realize that makes no sense because I'm more interested in my coffee right now. I'm sorry that I pissed my vagina so loudly. That was probably rude. I know I'm going to get complaints about that. And, I guess I should end. I do have topics, but I'll leave that for later on. I always leave it for later on. And then the topics have become pointless by that point. I'd like to thank the lovely Betty Walker, who opened my program with her Aunt Lena. And let's see, I'll go through my grum holes really quickly as I play with my vagina. My vagina. My gine hole. Okay, hello, gine hole. I hope you can hear Cheryl. That was on my speakerphone because I'm upstairs in the grum holder.
Is that heavy?
If you don't want me to be play clips, call me. And oh, by the way, if you want to call me, just dial Ferrum Uterus and leave a message. And also, do I have any messages? I don't even know. And email me, bloatedlesbian@gmail.com. Blah, blah, blah. PayPal is on the website. I've got a Facebook page for this podcast, and I have a Facebook page for myself. One of these days I'm going to put it on the side, Boo-era. Facebook page is Yeast Radio Podcast. My page is Yeast Radio. I know it's confusing. My Twitter sheet is Bloated Lesbian. And, yeah, there's more things. YeastRadio.com is where I prefer you leave comments. And, you know, let's see. All right. Ooh, did I fart? Okay. All right, so my vagina itches. Okay, hello. Oh, yeah. I was looking for Cheryl's audio line, but I didn't see it because of my vagina. What else? Start the meeting, Fritze? Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Whatever, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see, says the blind man. No, oh yeah, I was looking for topics. Sorry, I know this is awful. Lesbian with food allergy, topics, remind turds. Oh, no, that's the wrong category. I'm so organized. The Russian anti-gay law. So the Russians are coming to Amsterdam for some event today, and the Dutch are going to put up gay flags to protest. You don't hear about anything about that on RT because they don't talk about problems in Russia because Putin would fire them. Putin apparently hates gay people, or they wouldn't make laws against talking about gay people in public. We talked about bitesizednetworks.com. Okay, so this, I'm talking about one thing. So I'm interested in this Trungpa Rinpoche, a Buddhist, who I'm sure many of you have heard of or read his book, something about the road to unhappiness or something like that. And but there's this woman named Pema Chodron. I linked her today actually on Facebook, and she talks about this Trungpa Rinpoche and his teachings very nicely. But one thing I was interested in, the contradiction, in that she said, according to Trungpa Rinpoche, all addictions are ways not to be there. In other words, ways to not be present, ways to not be in the moment. And obviously a good Buddhist would want to be in the present because that's where the future is and the past is as well. Because your past is your present, your future is also your present. Or your present becomes your future and your present becomes your past. Or no, your future becomes your present. No, your future becomes your present. Your present becomes the past. And I need more presence. But then twice in the same thing, in the same speech, she said that Trungpa Rinpoche himself was a heavy drinker. And I find that interesting, and I'm unable to resolve that in my head. Corporate takeover of Detroit. I haven't heard much about that, but Detroit was taken over by a city manager. You know, like, that's like not... that's dictatorship, I believe. I think Democracy Now! Did something about it, but I haven't heard anything else about it. I guess nobody cares that our country is becoming a dictatorship. And that makes me hungry for potato chips. That reminds me, I wanted to play this song, and then I out of here. This is an old song from, I believe it's from Dave and Gary of Chub Creek from years ago, if I can find it. Bloated lesbian. Bloated. Oh, there it is. Let's see, how do I find it in this shit iTunes thing? Okay, it's called Bloated Lesbian. Shit, oh yeah, it's downloading. Get her done, boy, get her done. Girl. Did I say boy? That's very sexist of maids. Okay. This is called a Bloated Lesbian or something. And your mother smells. Okay, here we go. Welcome back, everyone. Happy April Fool's Day. Hello. Oh.
Woke up this morning, bloated lesbian Adam Curry. He said you were the chosen one. He said, even though you're bloated, you got to learn to shine. Cause you were born to podcast with that smell between your thighs. Woke up this morning, the apartment's upside down. Things ain't been the same since Weinstein came to town. You're one in a million with that great big fucking smile. Cause you were born to podcast with that smell between your thighs. Sing it now.
Woke up this morning with a bloated lesbian. Bloated lesbian. Bloated lesbian.
I've had a lot of my clients say, oh my God, you mean when I'm in the bathroom or I'm... What are they going to see they haven't seen? What are they going to see? And what I always love to think about guides getting together and saying, if you think you've got it bad, come over here and look at what I'm dealing with.